We are just beginning Simin Shin Nun Hei. The first sif is quite long, and today we're only doing the first part of it. Gzustra, Pirish Daf O Binyan Bolit Mitoch Habatim Chutza. A protrusion from a building. Shehu Shehi Lemalo Min Hamayim. It's overlooking the water. V'chalon Pasuach Lo Min Habayis. And you have a window open to this gezustra from the house. So the gezustra, because it's got a window open to it, it is considered a chorei rishus hayachid. It's considered part of the rishus hayachid. So what's the halacha? Ein memalin mimenu. You want to get water. So what are you going to do? You're going to lower a bucket into the water and bring it into that rishus. So what's the problem? The problem is that the mayim is a karmelis. You are carrying from a karmelis into a rishus hayachid. So what do you do? Elim kein osa lo mechitza kol sviva. What you do is you make a wall around it. O yasa mechitza sviv hanekev shedolin derech sham. Or if it's not the edge of it, you make a mechitza around the hole. If there's a hole in this gesustra that you actually bring the water into. If the hole is 4x4. So what do? You build a wall over there, whether it's a wall over the hole that's dalad al dalad that you use to lower the bucket through, or you make a wall at the edge of it. What do you gain by that? The halacha is like this. First of all, what you're doing now is if you have an area that's more than dalad and dalad, and you made a mechitza, so it is now mukav mechitzas. In a mechitza, Chazal say here, we say gur achis mechitzta. It's as if the wall goes all the way into the yam. Now, generally speaking, we have a klal of what's called mechitza tluya. Even though there's a rule of gur achis that walls go down, but if a mechitza is 3 tvachim or more off the ground, we say that that's a mechitza that gediyim could be bokea in, a goat can walk through it, and therefore, it is not a good mechitza. So even though good achis would make it as if you have a mechitza all the way down, but it's not a good mechitza. And such a mechitza doesn't count. That's a mechitza tluya. In water, the halachi is that a mechitza tluya works. In water, the din is that a mechitza tluya works, either that chazal were mekel, or there are no gdiyim in the water, and bekiyas dogim doesn't make a difference. So here we would say good achis. It's as if it goes all the way down into the water, and that would be mutter. Because what you've done is you have turned the yam, the area where the bucket is in the yam, into a rishus hayachid. So you're carrying from a rishus hayachid into a rishus hayachid. You're in the rishus hayachid the whole way. You're always within those same four walls. Now the Mechaber writes, Ve'in chilik b'inim yaseno lamata mechuberisla. Benim yase al gaba. You can either make it under the gezustra or over the gezustra. What counts, the gezustra is already a rishus hayachid. What counts, because it's chorei rishus hayachid of the house with the window. So what do you need? You need a mechitza for the water. So it doesn't make a difference if you made a mechitza on top of the gezustra or you made a mechitza under the gezustra. We'll still say good achis. It'll go down. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are those who say that it only works on top. It doesn't work. It does not work on. The other way around. That it doesn't work on top. It only works on the bottom. Because if it's on top, it's not nikur that it's made for over the water. It's got to be dafka that you made kosher mechitzis underneath. You throw down four mechitzis underneath the gezustra, and that even though it's not touching the water, will still be good. The kivin shalsa mechitza mutarim gam lishboch mimenu. Then you can pour into the yam or take from it. Now we have a second halacha. V'chein haholech besvina. Someone is riding in a boat. Any ochalamalos. He cannot take water from outside the boat because that's a karmelis and the svina is a rishus hayachid. Elim kein yasa lo daf dalet al dalet. Unless you make a daf stick out. You put a plank of 4x4 tefachim outside the boat, then you're allowed to. Va'osa bo nekev, and you can make a hole there. Umamali derech sham. Ve'im tzorech lasas lo mechitzas, and you don't have to make a wall. Elam rinon kofat stodin, it's as if we bend the edges of that daf, V'gurach es mechitzta, and the mechitzta keeps going all the way to the water. What kind of halacha is that? It's one thing to say that the mechitzas go down, but I don't even have mechitzas here. She'ekilu b'sfina mifnei she'niyachal laso sham ma she'yase b'bayis. Chazal were mekel in a boat, because you're limited in a boat. And they said the daf has a din of mechitzas. Now remember, this is all because carrying from the water into the boat is carrying from a carmelist to Rosh Hashanah, which is a durabonon. So Chazal were mekel that klapi this durabonon, they gave the daf a din of having mechitzas, and we say good asik. V'hani milikashu betoch yutfachim. Avlim dofnei asfina gvoim asor me'alamayim. Motziz is kolshu. V'osabo nekev u'mamalei sham. Da'arei derech avir mokum pturu mamalei. Whereas if what we're talking about is that the dofnei asfina are more than 10 tfachim, so there the halach is you don't need a ziz of dalet al dalet. There, here the halach is you're allowed to take the water because you're lamala me asara, and memela, that's you're taking a derech makum ptur, and that's going to be mutter. V'sagi beheker ziz. And Chazal were matir as long as you have a ziz coming out of it and you're not going straight from the boat. Umeimav yochol lishpoch al dofnei hasfina vehem yordim layam. So you're allowed to go and pour water from on top through the wall of the boat and they'll go into the yam. The kevin do lozorik luhu lehed yelayam elami kocho em boim kocho bekarmelis lo gozru. You can allow it to run into the water on the edge of the boat because Chazal were not gozer. So I guess we'll stop here because we have to divide this into two. We'll elaborate on the second half of the Mechaber tomorrow.